Broadcasting from an undisclosed location in Southeast Arizona. Fighting to expose the truth and help put the country back on track, this is the Conservative Underground. And now, here's your host, behind the microphone of truth, Big D.
Alrighty, thank you, Eric. Yeah, welcome to another episode of the Conservative Underground. We are broadcasting from a very well-stocked and secured location in Southeast Arizona. My name is Donald Lowry, a.k.a. Big D, and welcome aboard. We have a lot going on. I mean, a lot going on. We've got Kamala, folks. We've got Kamala Harris. This is one that I did not see coming. I'm gonna shoot it straight from the hip and be straight with you. I did not see this one coming. I'll be honest with you. I called the Joe Biden thing way back when this whole thing got started. I said it was going to be probably Joe Biden. My speculation was it was going to be Hillary Clinton. That's who I thought they were going to tap. But fear not, because Hillary is not out of the picture yet. We're gonna talk about that today in the program as the program unfolds. So we've got Kamala Harris. That's one. We've got another big breaking story as of the time of this program. It looks like a U.S. Brokered deal between the UAE and Israel is going to take place. And that means a fully sanctioned deal that's going to be taking place. Now, this is a historic win for the Trump administration. We're going to talk about that as the program unfolds. And whatever else comes along, we've got so much we can talk about. What I want you to do, though, for me real quick is I want you to head over to www.mumblit.com. That's Mumblit, M-U-M-B-L-I-T.com. Get yourself registered over there for a free account. You can then follow me, Big D, and you can also follow at Contra Radio Broadcast over there as well. This is a great alternative source for social media people. If you're tired of being censored and you're tired of the liberal BS, then I urge you to head over to mumblit.com, get yourself a free account, and join in on the fun over there, which so far seems to be a great place. I've been having a blast over there. John Jeffers is over there as well from the Jeffers Brief. By the way, if you did not hear the latest episode of the Jeffers Brief, I invite you to log on to www.crn.best. And I want you to scroll down on the page until you see. Actually, it's not the latest. It's the second to the latest. It's the episode from 10 August of 2020. And that's an interview that John Jeffers did with Nick Sankovic, I believe is how you spell it or how you pronounce it. Nick is the owner and the creator of the platform mumblit.com. And so go over there, check that out, listen to that interview. And then as soon as you do, log on to mumblit.com, create your free account, and let's start getting in on the fun and having a good time. So anyway, we are going to talk about right now. What I want to do is I want to go back in time. Remember when Kamala Harris was running against Joe Biden, she said this.
I believe him, and I respect them being able to tell their story and having the courage to do it.
Oh, yeah, that was back in 2019 when you were running against Joe Biden for the nomination for the Democratic nomination to face President Donald Trump. That was and Tara Reid was one of the accusers. She said some pretty hardcore stuff. That was Kamala Harris then. Now, this is what Kamala Harris said in April of 2020. Quote, she has a right to tell her story. This is speaking of Tara Reid. She has a right to tell her story. And she shouldn't face any repercussions for that. But the Joe Biden I know is somebody that really has fought for women and empowerment of women and women's equality and rights. That's what she said in April of 2020. Now, remember, that was then, this is now. And now here we have Kamala Harris, or Kamala, or however you pronounce the lady's name. Lord, I don't want to go to Hades for mispronouncing somebody's name. But you see the double standard? You see the double standard on the left? I mean, it was a knockdown dragout when she was running against him for the nomination. And now all of a sudden, they tap her to be vice president. I assure you, Joe Biden probably doesn't know anything about it, or didn't know anything about it. But that's speculation on my part. In any case, that's who we have. We have a Biden, Kamala Harris team ticket to go in to face Donald Trump. Now, Hillary Clinton, she's not done. Guess what she said?
I am so focused right now on just helping them get elected, which is what I think everybody should be focused on. And let me just add, and I don't want to scare people.
Oh, really?
I want you to be prepared.
Okay.
I have every reason to believe that Trump is not going to go, silently into the night.
Why should he?
If he loses.
Why should he?
He's going to try to confuse us. He's going to try to bring all kinds of lawsuits. He's got
what?
His crony Attorney General Barr ready to do
stop the tape.
Necessary.
He's going to bring all kinds of lawsuits? Wait a minute. This is coming from the side that has spent nothing but the last 4 years trying to impeach Donald Trump with lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit. What the hell are you talking about, Hillary? You're a freaking dingbat. Come on, bring the tape back. Come on.
So I can't even think yet about the administration. I'm ready to help in any way I can because
oh,
I think this will be
I'm ready to help.
Moment
all right,
every
that's
American,
enough. Shut this dumb woman up. That's enough.
Race.
Stop tape. Let's look. You're ready to help in any way you can. We know what that means, Hillary. We know what that means. I know what that means. Now, people, listen, I want you to email me, undergroundtalkshow@gmail.com. Tell me your thoughts, because this is what I'm going to tell you is going to happen. They are thinking that they're going to cheat this election. Okay? They know, just like you and I know, that there's no way they can possibly beat Donald Trump in a straight-out stand-up election. There's no way that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are going to stand toe-and-toe in an upbeat election against Donald Trump. This is what the whole mail-in ballots and the mail-in voting, because it's so easy to cheat. It's so easy to harbor ballots in a mail-in election. Okay, it's so easy to do, especially now that the United Postal Service Workers Union has endorsed Donald Trump. Boy, do I smell a fish there. But let's get back to where I'm going with my point here, because here's what they're thinking they're going to do. Kamala Harris has been chosen to be the VP. Okay. If they manage to pull this off. Now, if they win, they're going to have to do it by cheating. There's no way they can win this straight up. All right. Now, I'm just going to say, First of all, if they win this election, that means they cheated. And if they cheat in this election, you think you see riots out there now? You ain't seen nothing. We're talking probably World War III. We're talking another civil war here, people. If they cheat Donald Trump out of this election, this is why Hillary Clinton is already talking about this. I don't see him going if he loses. I don't see him going easily. And he's got his cronies ready to go. Because you are planning to try to cheat it out of him. And then what's going to happen is they're going to declare him, Biden, mentally incompetent. Kamala Harris is going to become the president, and she is going to bring you in as the VP. All right, people, let's hear it. UndergroundTalkShow@gmail.com. Tell me what you think. Tell me if you think I'm off my rocker. They've already got this well planned.
I'm ready to help in any way I can.
Yeah, we know you are. You're ready to jump in there so that you can still get your piece of the pie. I'm telling you, people, Hillary Clinton is not out of this picture yet. I just know it. I feel it in my bones. Send me an email, undergroundtalkshow@gmail.com. What do you think? Am I crazy? Am I off my rocker? Tell me what you think. All right. Enough of that. For now. There'll be more, but that's enough of that for now. We're going to take a quick break and listen to our sponsors. I want you to do me a favor and check out our sponsors, because by helping, by checking out our sponsors, you're ultimately helping us here at Contra Radio Network. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back and we're going to talk about the UAE and Israel thing here right after the break. So we'll be back.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Life is unpredictable, but you can count on Valley Food Storage to help you and your family prepare. With clean, natural, great-tasting, and long-lasting food storage, with our natural and nutritious freeze-dried food, you'll be storing the food you love to eat. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Valley Food Storage banner.
This is the Contra Radio Network. Log on to the website at www.ContraRadioNetwork.com.
At Stag Arms, there is no weak side. Our rifles are 100% American-made, including each and every part assembled. We aim to provide recreational shooters, law enforcement officers, hunters, and professional shooters with super quality and competitively priced rifles. Every rifle shipped is built to order. Check out Stag Arms now. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Stag Arms banner.
It's a tough job, but someone has to do it. And here he is, Big D.
Alrighty, thank you, Eric. Welcome back to the second segment of today's program, brought to you in part by Mumblit.com. Log on to the website at Mumblit.com and create yourself a free account and join in on the fun. So let's talk about this UAE, the United Arab Emirates deal with Israel. So right away, you know, the left-wing media, CNN, has to downplay it. You know, Trump needs a desperate foreign policy victory because his sucks. Well, not in those words, but pretty much. And right away, you know, the experts are saying that this isn't going to do much and yada, yada, yada. Really? All right, so this is Christiane Amanpour from CNN.
Global approval of the U.S. foreign policy, of course, has taken a hit during the Trump presidency. For more on what we could expect, I'm joined by Middle East scholar Vali Nasser, professor at the Johns Hopkins School of International Studies. Vali, because you know this region so well, what your thoughts are about this peace deal, what you've heard Jared Kushner say tonight, what you've just heard Anwar Gargash say, where it leaves the region as a whole.
All right, here's the expert.
Well, the region as a whole will not see much change.
Will not see much change. Okay, of course, nothing but of course, it has taken a hit during the Trump administration. Of course, Christiane Amanpour, because Donald Trump doesn't go around bowing to world leaders of other countries. Come on, right off the bat, they had to go out and knock Donald Trump's foreign policy right off the bat. All right. But this is, I put together a real quick montage.
Start with this hour's developing story, that news of a historic Middle East peace deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. They've agreed to normalize relations under a U.S. brokered deal.
Israel and the United Arab Emirates have agreed to a historic deal to normalize diplomatic relations. President Trump touted the landmark agreement yesterday, saying in a joint statement with the leaders of Israel and the UAE that this is a breakthrough that would, quote, advance peace in the Middle East region.
Israel and the United Arab Emirates reached a historic deal on Thursday that will lead to a full normalization of diplomatic relations between the two states, a move that reshapes the political landscape of the Middle East.
Israel and the United Arab Emirates have agreed to normalize relations. It's a historic peace deal the Trump administration helped broker.
Oh, it's a historic deal. Not according to Christiane Amanpour, not according to the experts over at CNN. Donald Trump is a bumbling fool, but he's created a historic landmark deal that hasn't taken place in over 40 years. And you know, last night, what's the name of the towers over there? Those, the world's tallest towers. Actually, they had in lights the Israeli star. But this is nothing to get excited about. Nothing to talk about here. Donald Trump's a bumbling fool. Can't do anything right. Of course, our foreign policy has taken a hit under his administration. And then, after over 40 years, he helps orchestrate something as massive as this is huge. This is huge. But Donald Trump's a bumbling fool, right? The economy was thriving, doing wonders. And then they released the coronavirus. And, yeah, of course it took a hit. But look, it's coming back already. The economy is already on the rebound. The housing market is booming. Right here in this little city where I'm at in Southeast Arizona, the housing market is booming. I know people who are in the home inspection business, and they are busier than they ever have been. And they say they don't see any relaxation in sight. Houses are selling like crazy. It's a buyer's market right now. The economy is starting to pick up again, and they're still trying to push this coronavirus thing, people. But remember, President Trump hasn't done anything good over the last 4 years, except he's done just pretty much everything he said he was going to do. And here's the kicker. They want him gone because he's talked about draining the swamp. Let me tell you, this whole thing, switching away from foreign policy, coming back home, this whole thing has been orchestrated in order to try to get rid of Trump. Look what's happened under Trump. He's done so bad. He's bumbled this whole coronavirus thing. He can't do anything right. Our foreign policy is in the tank. The economy is doing horrible. People don't have jobs. Yada, yada, yada. Give me a break. Things are going great. As great as they could be under the circumstances. But here's why. Here's why they want him gone. They want him gone because they know that he is about to expose the biggest corruption ring in history. And people, it's not just the Democrats. It's the Republicans. It's the independents. And it's not just the politicians. It's major corporations. World governments are involved in this. And he's about to expose all of it. And let me tell you something, folks. When he does, it's going to be huge. And if you think for 1 minute that Clinton or any of those other ones are going to go silently.
I have every reason to believe that Trump is not going to go, silently into the night.
Like you haven't? When are you going to quit, lady? When are you going to realize that you're a loser and nobody wants you to be president and nobody wants you to be vice president and nobody wants to hear from you anymore? When are you going to just shut up and go away? Because you're a fool. You're a fool and you can't take defeat. And you are so desperate to get back into the White House. You will stop at nothing. You and Biden and Harris and the whole bunch of you, you're all going to be exposed. And you know it. And that's what scares you so much about Donald Trump. That's what scares you, lady. You and all the rest of them. All right. I'm out of time for the day. This is going to be a short episode. We will be back with more as this whole thing unfolds and we see where things go. We'll be back. In the meantime, I want you to log on to mumbleit.com. Create a free account. Follow us at Contra Radio Network Broadcast. And heck, follow me at Big D. All right, we're out of time. We're out of stuff for now. Well, we're not really out of stuff. We're just we've got a lot going on behind the scenes. So stay safe and stay alert, my friends. There's much, much more to come. All right, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, I'm Big D checking out.
This has been The Conservative Underground. Send us an email to undergroundtalkshow@gmail.com.